Hi, Vogue from Decapitated. I'm Tarja. Yes, I'm Tarja. Welcome to Metal Sock Finland. How are you doing?
Hello, Tarja. I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. I'm right now in my home, in my
Yes.
hometown, Krakow.
Yes.
And I'm working for the promotion our new album, Blood Mantra, doing some interviews
Okay.
and preparing new videos and
Okay.
also preparing new sets for the upcoming tours.
Okay, great. And in fact, in less than a month, your new effort, Blood Mantra, comes out via Nucleoplast. But before we go to this album, please tell me about the past, let's say, about the start, your band start. You formed the band in 1996. And if you compare the first years and present in your band's life, how the death metal scenes have changed in these years, to your opinion?
Oh, well, so yes, we formed our band in 1996 in Krosno, in the small town in south of Poland.
Yeah.
And well, these days, death metal scene was still really, really strong.
Especially in Poland. Yes.
Especially in Poland, we had so many death metal bands, and also really interesting scene that bands playing only in Poland, like thrash metal band Acid Drinkers or Cut. Also, we had a band called Vader.
Yes.
They were really,
I know that
really
you have
big.
Been working. You have been a drummer in Vader, right?
I was playing with Vader, yeah, for 2 years.
Yes.
In 2009 and 2010, and also we play for a couple of tours. We had a drummer from Vader in Decapitated, Paul. Yes, that's right. And how the scene was changed since on through the all years, is, I mean, I have to say that of course many bands are stopped to play, and we have many new bands, and I think Polish metal heads, metal fans, and Polish metal heads start to be more open-minded, open head for the different kinds of metal, and metal, death metal, and metal start to be more popular in the mainstream music, and more popular for actually all people in Poland. They interesting in music, like especially because of the Vader, and especially because of Behemoth.
Yes.
They really make this kind of music really popular.
Yes, I know. Yes, and talking about your personal influences, I mean, what bands are among your favorite ones?
My favorite bands are always Pantera, Morbid Angel,
mm-hmm.
Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best band. It's so many. I last days I really like to listen Down. Alice in Chains, Foo Fighters too, and from metal bands from old days, I really love to listen to Cannibal Corpse, Deicide, and all Florida's death metal bands, together with Bay Area thrash metal bands like Metallica, Exodus, Testament, and right now I love to listen to Meshuggah and Gojira from last bands, Lamb of God. But it was my favorite bands all the time was Pantera and Morbid Angel.
It's very great bands. And now we go to the album. First of all, why you chose Blood Mantra to title it, which is the fourth track in the album?
Uh-huh. Well, actually, for the first answer, it's because it's good sounding title.
Yes.
And it really fits with the lyrical concept of this album, and it just has this this meaning that fits with the lyrics and with the music, and we were thinking about to have really really metal sounding title, which Blood Mantra definitely is. Blood Mantra it's a symbolic thing that blood it means. That means life and humanity, and mantra means something which is repeat all the time, again and again.
Yes.
And those two words together built the title. They talks about that means that the lyrics in 90% of the lyrics we use for Bharat Mantra talks about the humanity of the dark side of the human nature, and that it's going again and again since many years of history of humanity. And we talk about those things.
Yes, so
what's going on the planet.
Yes, it's sort of the red line for this album.
Yeah, it fits perfectly for the as it works. It works really good as a title.
Mm-hmm.
It's sounding good and also works. It works perfectly to lyrical concept for whole songs.
Yeah, in fact, you are now replying to my next question about the songwriting process and about the themes. So, basically, how much time it took for you to write all the songs and to choose? I mean, you said already about this conceptual theme, but tell me more about it, please.
So, the writing process, it takes me about 1.5 years. And then recording session took 3 months together with mixing and mastering. Of course, it wasn't like every day making the riffs and songs, but we make some breaks to go on tour, to go on festivals, and to just rest for the work. But in general, it takes about 1.5 years to compose all those songs together. And I have to say it would really, really, it makes me really tired, and I have put so much energy to compose all the songs. Really big challenge to me. I think we put our musical competitions for next level,
yeah.
Really high level, and we prove ourselves that we can do something which satisfies us. It's
yeah.
Not just to make another album,
yeah.
But
yeah.
to make an album that we love to listen to and we will love to play, and it makes some emotions still during the show, and hopefully will make people happy when they will listen to these songs live, and that the people will enjoy it, and it was a long process of writing those songs, I have to say. And what I should say more?
Yeah, that's okay because I have plenty other questions. So
okay,
widely about. In fact, this album is also the debut album, both for your bassist Powell and drummer Michał. And you must help me with the surnames because even if I try, but I cannot. pronounce them well. So please,
okay. Paweł Pasek.
Yes, and
Paweł Pasek.
Michał?
And Michał Wysejko.
Wysejko, okay, great. So how do you see that their input have enriched or changed the album sound?
Well, Paweł Pasek, he's the new bass player.
Yes.
I mean, he's already in the band since 2 years now. And he is I would like to introduce him as a really cool guy, really great musician. He's also a guitar. He's actually a guitar player.
Yeah.
He plays bass in Decapitated, but he's a guitar player, and he play. For example, everyone can check his work in a thrash metal band called Virgin Snatch. And Michał Wysejko is a drummer. He came from north of Poland, from Tree City, from Gdynia. He's also a really cool guy and a great drummer. He's making progress, really fast progress. He's like workaholic drummer, can play 24 hours per day. He kicked me to play rehearsals, to rehearse all the time. Those two guys are awesome, and I'm really happy to have these new members in the lineup. And I hope we can stay together for the future for a long time.
Yeah.
And about the input for the new music, to be honest, it's not big because I compose. I'm the main composer and only composer in Decapitated. So I make 100% of music for Blood Mantra this time. So the parts of the new album was to only to record the those instruments they play, because I give them ready music, and they learn it and they record it in the studio. So anyway, I ho hope to I have a hope that
This family kid that sticks together for many years.
I'm really looking for the to have this lineup for the future.
Okay, great. And in fact, to record this album, you returned to Hertz Studio, where you recorded your organic
Hallucinosis.
Hallucinosis. Okay, in 2006.
Yes.
So, do you think that this that you returned to her studio affected somehow to the album spirit?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think the production of new album, it's a got some similar elements that Organic Hallucinosis. I knew it already before to entering the Hell Studio again, that it will be kind of, I mean, not similar, but because it's sounding different, because Hell Studio got new rooms for the drums and new equipment, and also I have bigger experience with playing guitar and with making the songs, and Wiesławski Bros, the owners of the studio, have bigger experience to record. So production is much better. It's much better production, but you can hear that it's the same studio and the same people working on the music that in 2006. And for me, I have to say that it was really cool to come back to the studio after 8 years and again record with the brothers, and just to be in the studio for me was sentimental travel into the past, to the times when I was recording with my brother Vitek and other original members of Decapitated. It was really cool times again to be there.
That can be heard because, you know, just yesterday Nucleoplast sent me the tracks, and now after three listening sessions, I can say that the album sounds pretty much extreme and groove. I know that you sure have much more to tell me about and add to it. What can you tell me technically, about the music and the sound and the riffs and everything? I mean, I can hear the, you know, various tempos mixing several genres like death metal, grindcore, groove and beat, stoner rock and black metal also. So what else you can tell me about this?
Well, actually, you already tell us a lot about that. I have to say that this album is really surprising, as when someone is listening it for the first time, that the first song starting by a guitar riff without drums to show the some metal subject playing on guitar, and then it goes to the really deep death metal groove, blast beat, dark atmosphere song, it touching a little bit of black metal, even really dark lyrics talk about our vocalist Kovan, who is right now in a really bad situation with his health after the car accident, and then the second song, it's also really even more aggressive and violent. It's typical death metal song. Death metal song.
The one that you released for streaming. Yes.
That's the Blasphemous Psalm to the Demigod creation, touching a little bit death and grindcore atmosphere. Then it's the fastest and the shortest songs on this album. And then suddenly it changed. We change atmosphere for the groovy kind of even Rammstein or Hatebreed style of riffing going into the kind of Gojira and Meshuggah and
Yes.
Decapitated
Yes.
groovy riff styling. And then we have this that mantra, the title song, which is another surprise for the album because it's like death and roll song, and like kind of rock and roll on the seventh string, deep sounding guitar, double kick drums, rock and roll song, and going on for the 3 minutes, and then after 3.5 minutes, change the tempo for the classical Slayer punk, even punk rock song to the end. And then we have some technical, some kind of Spheres of Madness reminding riff with kind of modern tech metal riffing.
Yeah.
Really precision riff. Going into the even some rock sphere. We have this in the fifth song, this one riff which I really, really love to listen.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's a kind of rocky style, but still really heavy. Then kind of really going somewhere on a horizontal sounding solo. And then we have Blindness song, which is mantric, really mantric song, atmospheric style, which we never played before. We have really, really new elements, many new fresh elements going on into the Decapitated style. Even you hear that it's still Decapitated, but it's different production,
in fact,
different songwriting.
It's new, it's fresh, you know, we can hear your sound, your original sound, but with new flavors.
Oh, yes, that's a good word, new flavors, that's a good word.
Yes, and listen, you already mentioned about this production mixing and mastering earlier and recording, and you mentioned about the brothers, Wojtek and Swabek, in Hertz studio. So would you like to add something more about this, concerning about these cooperations and about the studio sessions in generally?
Well, I have to say that it was a big pleasure to come back to the studio, and the working process was kind of really smooth. Maybe that was a little hard with the mixing process, because of course mixing process is the final work that decide of the final sound of the album. So me and Rasta and Wiesławski brothers, we fighting each other together with our opinions, with our imaginations of this sound, so that we finally get into the one final option for the sound. And anyway, I have to say that this recording session was a bit long, and for sure sometimes stressful, sometimes makes us really tired, and especially that I was, after a long time pre-production, long time to preparing the songs and long time pre-production, and then again studio. So I have to say I was really, really tired already when we get into the studio. But that's also the reason why I chose her studio, was because I knew that Wiesławski Bros are the great workers, great engineers, and they are really helpful. You are not alone in the studio. They work like a producer, so they have many amazing ideas, great ideas, and they can bring to you like, hey man, maybe you can do like this, maybe start to do like this, maybe this. So they have many ideas. They can really, really help musicians to realize their dreams.
Yes.
They dreams about the sound of the band.
Any funny stories to tell me about the studio sessions? Because sometimes I hear that the band, they are sleeping there with the pillow on the, you know, behind the drum kit or whatever. Do you have something, or did you have the normal?
I don't know. It's funny, but our drums session take almost 2 weeks, and we push Michał so much for drums that after on the last day he couldn't. He was that tired, like he was white face. He changing colors of his face. And he was so tired that he couldn't play the simple beat on drums. He was so tired. But we trying to, you know, push him to the last hours of the recording session, and
But he made
he
it.
did great job. Yeah, he
Yes.
did it. Yeah.
I can hear the beat on the in the album. And what the one fact that I always am interested to know is the cover artwork. This time it was created by Łukasz Jaszak. I
Yes.
hope I pronounced. So
Yes.
please tell me about this because it's quite impressive. Is it all about this Blood Mantra as well, or what is the story behind it?
Well, so Łukasz Jaszak is a Polish artist. He used to live in Krakow, in the same city when we are living right now, and he also we work with him not only for the cover of the album and layout. He also preparing merchandise for us and some other things. So he's like a main designer, graphic designer for Decapitated right now. And well, he wrote the lyrics and he know he knew the title of the and he came to us with a couple of nice ideas for the cover. Finally, we chose this one you can see right now, which is really cool. We were looking for really metal cover and really you know, strong, like kind of strong cover and strong title, which I think we made. And I have to say that he also do layout for the Blood Mantra, and when you will see the inside layout for the album, then you can see that is much more nice graphics inside of the layout going together. He do actually every single project for every lyric, for every song.
Okay, I
So
haven't seen it
he
yet
did a
for
great
Blood.
job, and it looks really, really cool. Yeah, and I think we will use some of his work to our new video.
Okay, great. In fact, I was going to ask about this new video, but before I would like to ask about this track, the Blasphemous Psalma to the Dummy God Creation.
Creation, yeah.
Yes, that you released for streaming a couple of weeks ago. So up till now, what has been the feedback from your fans and critics?
Oh well, feedback is it's actually really good what I can see from the fans and from the old people they listen it. I mean, there is always some bad feedback too, but it's always like that you cannot make everyone happy, right?
Of course,
That
that's for
of
sure.
course. But anyway, we have a huge feedback for this song and. That's good. If it's good or if it's wrong feedback, it still is a feedback. So, I mean, most of people like the new songs, not like the production. But it's only 2.5 minutes of the new material. So, and as I said, as you know, every song is different. So, it was hard to choose right one song that will represent whole album. It's a little taste, just a little taste of the new album, of the new sound, and people will talk. We can talk more about the new Decapitated when they will listen to the whole album.
That's true, and I can confirm that it's a very nice surprise with all these flavors and
Yeah,
changes. I mean,
because when people listen to this psalm. It's really fast and blast song. They will probably some of them will think that whole album is like that, and Actually,
But we can announce that it's not true. It's very different. It doesn't get you annoyed. I mean, you can love a band as much as you can, but if you know, as you said earlier, that you didn't want to make just another album, but something new, something that gives to your fans much more that they are expecting, I can assure you it was a very nice surprise.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. And now, you mentioned earlier that you are going to make also a video. So can you reveal me when and for what song?
So we think to do three videos.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I probably will do those three videos in this month.
Okay.
And we have idea for three videos, like first one for Blood Mantra, and we will do it on our rehearsal room because it's kind of a rock and roll song, rock and death and roll song riff, and we will prepare our rehearsal room and we will do like video, like we play rehearse, like rehearsing together, and it will be kind of classic video, but nice looking video with nice production, yeah. And also the second video will be for a blast from the Blasphemous Psalm to the Dominguez Creation song, which will be a more bloody production.
Okay.
But probably we will use a green screen for that, and we will use some projects of Łukasz Jaszak,
okay,
which we include for the our layout, together with some scenes, like war scenes from TV stations, stuff like that. But it will be more bloody, more aggressive item. And
yeah,
and the third one, I think we choose the song, third song, Veins, which is kind of interesting song, groovy and different. And we will do this with the other director, who is normally doing some pop star, Polish pop stars artist, and we want to do it as experimental video, which will look different and not really metal, but we are not sure, but we want to use it as like a good production video, like a kind of pop video, but for the metal band.
Okay, great. great. And you said that you will do all these videos till this month, in a month time.
Yeah. I wish to have this before we go on US tour.
Yes, and they will be then will be released still this year, or what do you think?
I mean, for sure, two of them will be released in this year,
mm-hmm,
and maybe one in the beginning of next year.
Okay, good.
But also, we would like to do three in the same time to have three videos and to choose one the best or two the best for the first videos.
Yeah, because later on you won't have much time to do them, so it's it's good. That
probably,
you can do
yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and before we are talking about the touring, this summer you played several festivals in Europe. So, what are your nicest memories of them?
Well, yes, indeed, we played a couple of really really nice festivals this year in Europe, and for me the best memory I have from a Bloodstock festival in UK.
Yeah.
Because I always really like to play in UK,
mm-hmm,
and the Bloodstock Festival, it was the first open air festival for Decapitated ever in this territory, and it was like 15,000 people watching us in a day on big stage. It was amazing experience, and also we play Wacken Festival, which was for the second time. And it was great. And also Summer Breeze Festival in Germany, the same. I mean, many. Also some Metal Days Festival in Belgium. There was a couple really cool festivals. To be honest, all of the festivals were great. One was smaller, one was bigger, but all of them was great experience, and I really start to love to play festivals, summer festivals, which I never like. because of some logistic difficulties and some, you know, sometimes you cannot play on your own back line or, you know, but anyway, this year I really,
Things
really
went
was
well.
really, really great too.
Oh,
I
great,
mean, we have some problems with on when playing on the Italian festival on the south of Italy in Bari, some logistic fighting with the local crew, but after all, we did it well, so
okay, good.
it was great.
That's good to know that anyhow you are remembering this past summer, nearly past summer, with good mood. I mean, no bad
Oh yeah,
feeling.
oh yeah, definitely,
Great. Great.
definitely.
And then in the middle of October, you'll tour North America. What can you tell me about it, and what are your expectations?
Well, we expect to have really, really nice tour in U.S. this time with this Gore band. Gore is a really classic band from U.S. They are huge there, and we expect to have like from 1 to 2,000 people every night. I cannot wait for to doing this because we'll play new songs, 45-minute set. We will have about 13 shows in U.S., so I cannot imagine the best spending time right now. And it will be a tour that we are playing with totally different kind of music bands. So I can expect
You
new
are
fans.
looking also totally different. I mean, it can maybe be a nice combination. I mean,
Yeah, there will be nice combination, and I'm sure most of the people they will came to for the show will never seen Decapitated playing live, so will be good opportunity to you know to have new fans,
Yes,
you know.
that's true. And I wish all the best for it, and good mood,
Yes,
and
thank you very much. I'm sure it will be great for us. Totally new experience, but I'm sure we will have good time.
Yes, and next time we will talk, you will tell me, okay?
Oh yeah,
Good.
of course.
And listen, and then when we will see you touring in Europe,
Well,
back in Europe.
we don't have any plans for Europe for right now. We have plans for U.S. and for Polish shows and for U.K. We will play in December in U.K. with Behemoth, and I think next year we will plan some European shows.
Okay, so keep, don't forget. I know you mentioned about some bad memories about Italy, but I'm from Finland, but I'm living in Italy, so I do hope that you will come back here as well.
I wish to play. I would love to play everywhere, to be
Okay,
honest. And you know, and I also w I wish to have a Scandinavian tour, and also a European tour. But it will happen for sure in the next year.
okay, I will look forward to this announcement. And listen, Vok, I would like to talk on and on, but I know that you will have other interviews as well. So now it's got to be the last question, and the word is
Okay,
yours.
I just would like to say that we are really exciting about to have new album Blood Mantra ready to release, and it will be released in the end of this month. And I wish to you enjoy this new Decapitated songs, and I wish to I hope we can meet. For all they will listen it or they will read it. I hope we can meet really soon on the Decapitated show and to have a good time together. Well, I have to say that the Decapitated have really good times right now, and with the new album and new lineup, we really re looking really good for the future, and hopefully we can. We can share our enthusiasm with you when you will listen our music and you will come to our show. So and all the best for all metal maniacs are reading this interview and thanks for your time and
Thank
all
you.
the best.
Yes, and this will be in audio, so they will hear us talking, so that's even
Okay.
better.
Oh, okay.
And what I say you, I try to say it in Polish, thank you, Vogue, and it was my real pleasure to talk with you, and I hope for you all the best for this pre-release time and doing this. there's so many interviews. But anyhow, I hope you can relax also a bit, and then of course for your tour and everything. And I do hope to see you. That means next year also here in Italy, but throughout Europe, touring and playing your good music.
Thank you very much. Thank you for
Okay.
your time. I
Okay.
really enjoyed this interview, and yes, hopefully to meet you soon,
Yeah,
and
me too.
greetings for the fans.
Okay, I thank you very much. And take care and have a nice day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you
Okay,
very
thanks,
much.
Bork. Thanks. Bye-bye.